Brought to you by Garmin, proudly introducing new avionics solutions for experimental aircraft. The G3X flight display system now has a new autopilot, new options, and a new low price. Visit Garmin.com/experimental to learn more. And by Lightspeed Aviation's spring sale. Get instant $100 savings on Zulu Point 2, the premium ANR headset from the innovation leader. Lightspeed Aviation. Comfort, quiet, clarity.
Hi, this is Mary Grady at Sun and Fun 2013, and I'm talking with Jack Belton here at the EAA tent, and he's going to give us an update on what's going on with EAA and their search for a new president and what's coming up for Air Venture.
Thanks, Mary. It's good to see you at the show, and hope you're enjoying Sun and Fun this week. It's kind of the start of the year to get people together in aviation, which is nice. What you asked the question, what's going on at EA as far as search? We don't have an active search going. Back in October, when I was elected chairman of the board, and then stepped in to fill the role interimly, we decided we were going to wait until Air Venture, get things stabilized, get some of our staffing back in place, and then we'll kind of take a very purposeful and thoughtful look at how we'll go about filling the role of president of EAA. So right now, there's no timeline. We're in a situation where I, as a retired volunteer, can spend as much time as necessary to keep the organization going. So that's really where we are on the organizational piece. That said, we're spending all our time getting ready for Air Venture. It's going to be here before we know it. We're trying to work through the issues with sequestration and the tower closures, but we have a full lineup planned of exciting events and features, and we're working with the FAA to get through the logistics piece of ensuring that we have a safe Air Venture, and I'm confident we'll get that solved here before long.
Okay, I know as of now they're scheduling to close the tower before Air Venture comes up. And what other effects have there been for you as far as sequestration goes?
Well, the tower closures really are primary concern, and they moved the date out to June. But what they've been telling us is the reason for moving the date out to June is to really step back and reassess the overall picture of what towers are or are not going to be impacted. Whitman Field at Oshkosh is a contract tower, so we know it falls into a certain category that the FAA is looking at. But the good news is they've said we want to look from a safety assessment standpoint as to which towers should be open and not be open. And clearly Air Venture, with the number of aircraft arrivals and departures, puts us in a category that needs to be scrutinized by the FAA to say, does this make sense or not make sense? And I'm having conversations with the administrator personally, so I think we'll get the proper analysis done, and I'm confident we'll get the end result that's appropriate. The other impact of sequestration is, of course, none of the military participants are going to be there. And, you know, we had the Thunderbirds lined up, which, as they did here at Sun and Fun, it's unfortunate. But, you know, with Oshkosh Air Venture and with EA, we represent such a broad spectrum of general aviation that we don't need a military jet act to have a good air show. We've got, you know, the best variety of everything from homebuilts to warbirds to vintage airplanes, and we're going to have a great display at air show that we've had year after year. And we aren't, not having the military there is not going to be an impact for us.
Okay, well, I'm sure that's plenty to keep you busy there, but is there anything else going on at EAA that we should hear about?
Well, other than the announcements that we've made regarding what's going to take place at Air Venture, we continue to spend money on improving the grounds at Air Venture. We're trying to lower the cost of food and beverages and increase the quality and to make it a better experience for our visitors. And we're still focused on delivering value to our members as a membership organization and out being the advocates for general aviation on a lot of fronts, whether it be aeromedical exemption, Hunter low lead replacement, and general aviation safety as a whole. So we're busy.
Okay, thanks. And just one last question. Are there any updates on that medical exemption process?
You know, there are not. It's been in front of the administrator. I think right now we're a little bit pessimistic on whether or not this will actually get passed. And that's frustrating and concerning for us. But we're not going to let up. And even if they were not to approve the exemption, we're going to come back strong with our membership behind us to continue to see what we can do to help change the aeromedical requirements for Class 3 and below, because we think right now there's no safety advantages. It's, as a matter of fact, we can help the FAA save money through the process of them administering it. So there's a lot of upside. We just got to keep being the voice for the rest of our pilot community on this issue.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary.
Brought to you by Sennheiser S1 Aviation Headsets. Experience the quiet revolution with groundbreaking digital adaptive noise cancellation technology and comfort features that allow you to fully customize your personal S1. And by Bendix King. The KMA30 audio panel is an example of how Bendix King listens to pilots and translates your passion for flight into products you want. This slide-in upgrade gives you flexible Bluetooth radio and music throughout the aircraft. Now we hear you loud and clear.